A survey of more than 2,000 older adults in Wellington County is helping local leaders understand the priorities, challenges, and hopes of a growing part of the population. The Guelph Wellington Older Adults Survey was led by the Guelph Wellington Seniors Association with support from Wellington County's Economic Development Department. It's part of a push to make local communities more age-friendly using guidelines developed by the World Health Organization. Between August and September of last year, over 2,200 people completed the lengthy survey, about 100 questions in all, with roughly 1,400 finishing every section. Nearly 80% of respondents said they were retired, highlighting a strong need for supports and opportunities that keep older residents active, connected, and engaged. Among the findings, transportation remains a challenge, especially in rural areas where options are limited for those who no longer drive. Affordable housing is another major concern, with many older adults struggling to find sustainable, accessible homes close to services and family. Social isolation came up repeatedly, with more respondents wanting more ways to participate in community life through volunteer roles, cultural events, or part-time work. On a positive note, many seniors say they feel respected and included in their communities, but they believe communication could be better. The report is structured around the World Health Organization's 8 age-friendly domains, covering areas like outdoor spaces, health services, civic participation, and housing. It also highlights opportunities for collaboration among local governments, health agencies, and community organizations to help better serve the region's aging population. County officials say the findings will now be used to shape planning and policy decisions, ensuring that services and programs grow along with the populations they are meant to serve. As the report notes, the number of older adults in Guelph and Wellington County is rising rapidly, and with thoughtful planning and cooperation, the region can remain a place where residents can age with dignity, independence, and connection. I'm Paul Harriet, reporting for The Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.